And right now, we want to visit with Michelle Seil. Michelle is the director for the Carrington City Library. Thanks, Michelle, for joining us this morning. We want to talk about the City Library. Polling this year was at the City Library. Mm-hmm. How did everything go?
Well, I thought it was great. I think things went so smoothly, other than before 7 o'clock when there was a crowd, but about 15, 20 people here waiting to vote. Other than that, there was basically no line. It just flowed smoothly. The community room was used, you know, really well. There was a lot of space. I don't think there was any time where anybody had to wait to have a spot. And they had, of course, somebody sanitizing and everything to keep things clean. And as the librarian, I thought it was really great. I had a lot of people come through that, you know, did say that they hadn't been to the library before or were really impressed by how nice of a library we have. So that was really, really good for us. I mean, it's, you know, kind of met both purposes at one time. So I thought it was great.
Yeah, worked out very well. So now, of course, the county used the library's community room for polling. What else is the community room used for?
Well, we have a lot of different events. People will rent it for birthday parties or celebrations of different kind of things. So we do have that available. And we also, coming up this weekend, Lisa Winiger is using it for a yoga session that she's hosting at the end of the month when we have the Christmas around town. The Happy Hutch from over at the hospital is going to use the community room and have that as a place for people to get closer to, you know, come and shop and things like that. So we have those kind of opportunities. The Garden Club meets there. The Women's Ladies, VFW Auxiliary meets there. The Healthy Communities Coalition meets there. So a lot of meetings and things like that that make that room, you know, really useful. It's a nice space for a lot of those kind of things. So anybody who is interested in the community room could certainly give us a call here at the city library, and we would be happy to see if it's available.
Okay, and then you know, health. How are you handling health and safety due to COVID-19?
Of course, pride and safety is our greatest concern. And I'll admit, I've never heard anybody ever say that they got COVID from being in a library anywhere or handling library books. It's a very, very safe kind of place to be. And we have been really blessed with, of course, all the space that we have. And throughout the day, people will come and go, and we never really have big crowds. And so we haven't had to restrict our numbers like some of the other libraries have. We do sanitize, and we have, of course, hand sanitizer available. I haven't put X's on the floor for spacing because people are so very aware of that, and then they're just, you know, keeping their space. But we do provide curbside delivery. So if anybody wants to make those kind of arrangements, we'd certainly bring it out to them. And letting people know that it's easy enough to, we like to browse the shelves, but you can browse the shelves kind of on the computer as well, because you can go to the CarringtonLibrary.org website and you can search our catalog there, see if we have things. You can set up your own account so that you can hold them and that kind of thing. So there are a lot of opportunities, and people can just give us a call if they want to do that. And we do, of course, have a couple of different services so people can read online on their devices or whatever if they'd like to do that. But we're trying to do the things that we can. Our board is now, at least for today, we have a board meeting today, or we were supposed to have one, but we've canceled that for today. But looking at the future, if this continues, we'll go back to virtual meetings. We're still doing story time in person. In fact, today the preschool is coming over for both of their morning and afternoon sessions, but those kids are all together all the time anyway, so we don't worry about that too much, and we still do in-person story time. But with the mask mandate, of course, we're encouraging everybody to wear masks when they come to the library and not to, you know, gather or hang around for too long, but we're really blessed that we've been able to keep our library open and accessible to our patrons, And I think that they really appreciate that.
Talking this morning with Michelle Seil, director for the Carrington City Library. Michelle, does the library have any events coming up or anything special we should look out for?
Well, of course, we have Christmas Around the Town coming up, and we'll be having a couple of different events. And so I encourage everybody just to keep tuned in for that. We do have our website where we post everything. And that's probably all we're doing at this point, you know, trying to keep, you know, numbers down a little bit during COVID. But yeah, that's the thing that we're looking forward to the most. So tune in for that.
All righty. And how does the community keep informed about all the library events?
Well, of course, we see you once a month, or talk to you once a month. We do have a posting in the newspaper once a month called What's Happening at the Library. And then sometimes I'll write an article that gives people information. And then we do have, of course, our website. And then we have Facebook and Instagram. And so we encourage people to follow us on there. And then we always post what's going on there. So people can certainly follow us in those ways if they're that kind of tech savvy. But we're using as much of our media opportunities as we certainly can.
All righty, good deal. And what are the library hours?
Okay, so we're open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 to 5:30, and on Saturdays from 10:30 to 1:30. And again, we make special arrangements if somebody needs to come in before that because they're, you know, isolating or they're just concerned about COVID. I can make arrangements for somebody to come in at 10 o'clock or at 9:30 or whatever. So we do what we can to make it possible for everybody to use our resources as best they can.